Haskell, Street, Helena, California, December 9, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother, last night I had a special experience. There seemed to be a canopy over me, and I experienced the assurance of being shut in with God. I had been much wearied during the day by reading important letters, but this weariness vanished, and I enjoyed a season of heavenly communing with God. Mention was made of the need of more ministerial help for our churches, and I was instructed that the help of those who could labor in ministerial lines was needed in many places. One of authority talked with me and charged me not to withhold Doris Robinson from the ministerial work, in order to have all his time on my manuscripts. Brother Robinson can speak acceptably and understandingly, and he should be encouraged to engage in the work of building up those who love and desire to obey the truth. He should be fully authorized by ordination to enter into the work of the ministry of the work of God. Brother Robinson has been engaging in the work as a licentiate, and the Lord has accepted his labors. But soon he should be given, by ordination, the full sanction of the conference for the work he is capable of doing as one chosen of God. W.C. White has capabilities that would make him a useful minister. He needs to cultivate his talents in these lines much more than he has done. There has been a small dwelling house for sale in the valley, about 1.5 miles from where we reside. The land belonging to the property is mostly mountainous, with some valley land and with good water advantages. It was proposed that Doris Robinson procure this place, and I was invited to go and see it. I thought it possible that we would purchase because the owner's wife was not well and they must leave for a more favorable climate. I thought it would be a good thing to secure the place for Doris, he hiring the money. We had almost decided upon the purchase, but during the night I was instructed that Doris was to give his time more fully than he had done to ministerial work, and that the Lord would bless him in so doing. He has done considerable work as a licensed minister, but he has a still more decided work to do, and he should not be embarrassed by debt. He must keep himself and his family in the very best possible condition for a faithful discharge of his duties. The Keeper of Israel calls for self-denying, consecrated men. For some time, Brother Robinson has devoted most of his time to literary work in my office, but each Sabbath he has visited some church or company where he has presented the truth to the people. He has given evidence that he is fitted to do the work of a minister. In connection with my work, Doris has reported my sermons and has helped on my book work. Clarence Chrysler has also engaged in this line of work. This work will continue to be done by Brother Chrysler and also by Doris Robinson. But the Lord would have Doris recognized as a fully accepted laborer. The work of ministry is to receive a larger share of his efforts than it has. He should have been, ere this, fully ordained to the work of the ministry. If he walks in the path the Lord has chosen for him, the Lord will be his front guard and his rearward. The Lord's eye is upon every worker engaged in the work of the ministry. He delights in them that fear him and that rely upon him with a believing, trusting heart. He beholds them not as they are in themselves, but as chosen men clothed with his righteousness and beautified with the spirit of his holiness. The Lord regards with tender love the workers thus striving to be laborers together with him, trusting in his mercy and making him their surety. All who walk humbly with Christ will have success. All who serve him with devotion will express his image in their lives. I must close this letter now. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you to walk and work humbly with God.